The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Hi, this is Bill Barwick, and you're listening to Clear Out West with Jim and Andy Nelson. Or, if you'd prefer, Andy and Jim Nelson. Either way, the three of us appreciate the fact you're listening. Thanks so much.
That's right, Bill Barwick. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, what do you got for us this week? Yeah, tell me.
Well, since we're talking about things you don't see much anymore.
Okay.
Nose bags.
Oh, there you go.
When was the last time you saw a nose bag?
Been a long, long time.
I remember Dad using a nose bag to take the attention away from him under the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Slipping the nose bag over a horse's nose. Have a handful or two of oats in there. And just something
in the very bottom.
Munch away and something to lip and to well, it's the duct tape.
It's the duct tape trick.
It's the duct tape trick.
But it doesn't work as good on the owners.
Not so well.
Yeah, the feed bag.
Yeah, if you had a nose bag big enough, it would work.
Or maybe just stick something in their mouth. Huh? Here, chew on this for a little while.
That's one of the things you don't see much anymore. And them big, old, wonderful, nice Heller pull-offs.
Yes.
You know, nowadays they got these cheesy diamond-looking making, and it's just not a pull-off.
It's trash.
That is garbage. You can pull away. Well, with a pair of Heller pull-offs.
Yes. On my list, I had a set of the Heller interchangeable blade hoof knives.
Hoof knives, yes.
Yes. You just don't see those
don't
anymore.
Don't see that.
Yeah. We've gotten to the point where it's just throwaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwaway society.
Kind of sad.
It is sad, yeah.
But that's all I got for Farrier's
File. Well, that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
Anytime.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say,
Heller?
Who?
Nosebag?
What?
Huh?
Come on, man. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com, and you can send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
D-I-C-K @clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We do both have a set of Heller pull-offs.
Yes, we do.
P.O. Box. 1547 Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
So.
If I remember right, a lot of Dad's nose bags that he had the U.S. Army stamp
they
on
did.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I remember right. Had the cavalry nose bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't see those anymore.
We've lost them. I don't know where they go.
How about some more music?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Hot Club of Cowtown is riding along with us. Ida Red.
Lights in the parlor, fires in the grate, clocks on the mantel says it's getting late. Curtains on the window, snowy white, parlor's pleasant on a Sunday night. Ida red, I'm plumb fool about Ida red. Ida red, I'm plumb fool about Ida red. Table, pictures on the wall, there's a pretty sofa and that's not all. I'm not mistaken, I'm sure I'm right, somebody else in the parlor tonight.
I'd red, I'm plumb fool about I'd red. I'd red, I'm plumb fool about I'd red.
Mm-hmm. Chicken in the bread pan, pecking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child, no. Come on, boys, don't fool around. Grab your partner and truck on down.
Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Somebody says it's time to go. I hear a whisper, gentle and light. Don't forget to come next Sunday night.
Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm plumb fool about Ida Red.
Yeah, good stuff there. Woohoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that group.
I do,
they
too.
They are awesome.
They're going to be in Elko again this year.
Oh, yeah, man.
That'll be nice to see them again.
I won't.
Nope. Not feeling too bad about that either, are you?
Not so bad.
Not really. All righty. Hey, you just don't see that anymore.
Well, speaking of Elko.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Elko.
Do that.
Just a little
bit. There's just some things you don't see anymore.
Back in the day when Andy and I were driving around the horseshoeing circuit with Dad.
Yeah.
Elko was part of the circuit.
It was, yeah.
And back in those days, it was just a wide spot in the road.
Man, no kidding. And jackpot.
Jackpot
as well.
Same
type of deal. When we were doing that and we were kids, the only thing I remember of jackpot was a trailer court.
Yeah.
That was all I remembered. I don't even think Cactus Pete's was there yet.
No, it was, and a water tower.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, trailer court and water tower.
Just a whistle stop for the railroad.
And we had no idea what went on at that trailer park.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
But you're right about Elko.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Well,
I guess the same can be said for Vegas, but we never went to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas don't count.
Yeah, no, we never knew about that. But
exactly.
Anyway, you're right.
The Grouse Creek.
Yep.
Circuit.
Oh,
the,
my
the
goodness.
Wine Cup.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The Cross X.
Yeah.
And,
Man. You're bringing back some good memories here.
Yeah. You know, the UC Gamble.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The Utah Construction Company.
That's right.
That was what that originally was.
Yeah.
And you're right. We'd take off from Oakley, we'd go out through Golden Valley, we'd drop down, we never went to Jarbidge, but we went by Jarbidge.
Close.
Yeah, and then went to Jackpot, came out down in
Montello.
Came out in Wells, if
Wells,
I remember
that's
right.
Wells, yeah.
And then, Elko, but going back, we'd go up through Montello.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And Grouse Creek, Utah, which eventually turned into Goose Creek, Idaho, right? Yeah. And come out in Oakley again. You just don't see that anymore.
You don't have that experience.
That's a fact. You know, on the front seat of Dad's old International Harvester pickups. that were made of metal.
The
whole thing.
The whole truck was
made of metal.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you drive through a beaver pond.
That's 10 feet deep.
Two-wheel drive and come out the other side.
And flood your distributor.
Yeah. All I remember is the water coming through onto the floorboards.
Yeah.
That's all I, because I was pretty young.
Yeah.
But I guess, did it flood us out, and did we have to sit there a while?
We did have to sit there a while, yeah.
I can't remember that part of it, but my gosh.
Dried the distributor out and then come on home.
You just don't. Well, and that's another thing. You can't mechanic on your mechanic on your truck anymore.
No.
Right?
You got to hook a confuser up to it.
It drives me nuts. Let's ditch out to another cowmercial, okay. And when we come back, Diane Tribbett has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.